sitting across from me today is one of my favorite vocalists. And I miss you, Carolyn. You are a terrific singer, and thank you so much for ministering.
Well,
through
he's,
song.
He's trying
thank
to he's
you.
Trying to preempt my introduction somehow here. I told him I was
well,
going
to
have a special introduction.
I just wanted to say that from my standpoint. Well, I knew once you got into your story, I wouldn't be able to do that.
You could because
now
because
we can rewind it. Welcome to the 8 o'clock half hour of Good Morning Ozarks, Keith O'Neill and Charlie Ingram. Yeah.
Years ago, I received this notice. I think maybe Jared might have sent it to me or whatever. No, he didn't believe me. And when you think of musicians and introducing her, it's the man who was in a dilemma because he had been called to the ministry, the music ministry, Keith. Uh-huh. And he had a choice between two ladies to marry. One lady was very, very nice. And
Carolyn, I have no idea where this is.
Very, very nice. She couldn't sing a lick. The other lady was maybe not quite as nice, but boy, could she sing. And so he went for some counsel. And the guy said, hey, buddy, with what you're going into, you've got to have a wife that can sing. Okay. So he married the other lady. And the next morning.
He didn't marry the singer?
Yeah, he married the singer.
He married the singer.
That was not quite as nice. And there's other words I could use
yeah,
to
be
more.
But she could sing.
Yeah, she could sing.
Okay.
And she came downstairs on their first night at the breakfast table. No
I
makeup.
Thought they ate breakfast in the daytime.
No, what did I say?
Night at the breakfast table.
Well, you could have cereal.
Okay.
No makeup. Curlers when they had curlers. You don't remember what curlers were,
curlers,
okay? But they used to have curlers. And he looked across the table. And you know what he said to her?
I wish I'd have married the other one.
No, he said, sing to me, is what he said. So, Carolyn, sing to us this morning. How are you,
Carolyn?
How are you, Carolyn?
I'm awesome.
She sings like a bird, this
lady.
Oh,
thank you. Thank
you. Hill Chiropractic.
Always appreciate that. Linda's celebration service. She sang two great songs.
Oh.
You are dynamite. Thank you
very
much.
Let's try something.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Let's try something. See how good you and I can be.
Oh,
no.
Let's go back, Keith. When?
Ball knobber.
When did the.
Oh, my.
When did
that's been a while.
When did the Hill family come to Branson? And I'll let you be within 2 years.
2 years? Oh, I'd say probably 98. 99.
Close. I, well, myself,
yeah,
I
you
came
here first.
I came here first in 94.
Now, ooh.
But then Jared and I moved here as a married couple in 2001.
So I missed it by 3 years.
18
yeah.
years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
18.
So actually,
2001 to 21? That's 20
years.
Give or take a year.
18 years. See, in Palmyra, they didn't teach them all. They ran out of fingers, you know.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's just, it's
years.
Unreal. 20 years already.
You know, I have been a patient at Jared's
right?
often. And you know what my patient number is?
I don't.
107.
Oh, well, that's a good
that
number.
It goes back.
It
many,
goes back a
many
yeah,
years.
They did that total thing on you. They sent me a copy of that, Keith. You look, you look pretty good. You just can't see.
That's right. I could right. not sing.
All right. Let me do this for you, Keith, because you don't have the luxury.
I do not.
So I try to be your eyes.
Yes, you
so
do.
So let me hand it
job.
To you first.
Okay.
You got it? No, turn it the wrong way. Turn it upside down. There you go.
Hey, this says that they're moving.
Yeah, read this.
20-year anniversary.
Here we go.
Okay.
Everyone's invited. October 21st, 4:30 to 6:30. October 21st, 4:30 to 6:30.
Tomorrow.
21st?
That's what
I thought
said.
You said 24th, so I didn't get your accent. All right. Tomorrow.
I'm right in the middle of this. I was broken my,
could you start
broken
over?
My string.
Well, could you start over, please?
Everyone's invited. There's a key word for
that's
you.
That's true.
Everyone.
Everyone.
Grand opening, Hill Family Chiropractic. Grand opening? We've been open. No. Join us for a celebration grand opening and 20th anniversary. Where?
We have moved right across from the Recplex on
no.
Payne Stewart Drive.
Oh, that's a great location. You and Dr. Bronner are out in that
yes,
area.
Yes, we're neighbors.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's close.
Yes, it is. And it's a lot easier to get in and out of that parking lot, I'll tell you that.
So,
well, that's
you're
great.
On Payne Stewart Drive?
We are. We
and what's
are
the address?
171.
170. Boy, that's a good
Payne
one.
Stewart
now,
Drive.
So when you come over, you can say, here's what we'd like you to do while you're waiting.
You didn't move there because of what Jared does, like Payne. I mean, Payne. Never mind.
I liked it. It was good.
Yeah, I'm not laughing, Keith. Yeah, I know. That's a Presley's ball numbers joke, and my brother-in-law would my brother-in-law would have tears in his eyes. So you could send somebody across the street and say, why don't you go walk the sidewalks up by the Recplex?
Right.
Walk around right there. You got all that open space. That's great. So let me be the guy that's lived under a rock. When did this happen?
We moved in about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, it's pretty new. Okay.
Yes.
Brand new.
And, you know, we wanted to get all our kinks worked out and everything before we have a...
All the kinks.
Yes. That's good. Get the
Your
kinks
husband
worked out.
Your call them right. supplications or something.
That's right.
They had a big, long word.
That's right. Before we had our grand opening celebration. And we are so excited because we are also opening up a fitness studio within our office that we've never had that before.
Oh, yeah.
And we're excited about it. We have a full gym, and we're going to have fitness classes and personal training and nutritional counseling as well.
Wow.
Well, I'm reading off the brochure, and I would love to talk about your raffle for a minute, but I can't.
Oh.
Because I'd like to talk about the raffle that you could go where, Keith?
Well, you can go over to Caring Community and buy raffle tickets over there and win an iPad, and the money comes here to KLFC.
But
because of that connection and all the nonprofit and all, we can talk about it.
But here,
but if there's an organization
there is,
who should make a profit, we can't.
No, yes, we can, because guess what?
What?
The raffle tickets for them, I knew where you were headed. I loved it.
Yeah,
okay. Guess where it goes?
Walk into it. Where?
Options.
Oh, that's nonprofit, so we can talk about
it.
All right.
Same thing. Very good. Go over the. Well, you're doing a raffle for Options.
We are. And I am thrilled with the community's response as far as just all the awesome prizes we have. Mm-hmm. I could go through all of those if you'd like.
Well, some of the highlights.
Give us some.
Give us some highlights.
Okay. Well, we have Wonderworks, family four-pack. We've got Track Family Fun Park.
Building,
Yes, we've got the Track Family Fun Park. We've got Mulberry Mill. We've got Pisketti's. We've got Grand Country. We've got Bradford Inn, Bed and Breakfast, Wild Orange.
Holy
cow.
Wait a minute. What's Wild Orange?
Wild Orange is a boutique that's right near the landing there by Pizza by the Slice and Qdoba.
What I call the annex.
Annex.
The north little.
That's a good way to say it.
Now, to give some more, because I live close enough on Bee Creek, if it's all right with you, 4:30, I could stop by.
You bet.
Fill out a raffle ticket.
You betcha.
Say, hi, I'm glad you're here. You're my neighbor. Be there in 4 or 5 minutes. Because where are they located, Keith? You're in the Bee Creek
corridor. Almost.
Payne Stewart Drive.
171.
We coined that years ago. The Bee Creek Corridor, which splits to the left, it goes to Branson Hills, goes to the right and takes you out to Sanctuary of Hope and many other things. The Bee Creek Corridor, get off there, run over there. I say, Mary, I'll be right back. I'm going to go over and see their facility, register for their weight loss program.
What time are you going?
I can't tell you, Keith.
Well, what time could you go?
I could go between 4:30 and 6:30. I'd probably
4:30 and 6:30?
I would go earlier.
Okay.
Because I want
to go there about 4:15.
I don't want them to have time for me to say, Charlie, I think you could use our workout program. And nutritionally, I know you've been battling with trying to lose weight from time to time. We could help with that. Is that right?
Yeah,
you bet. See? You bet. But we're actually also part of the raffle is we're giving away some gym memberships and some massage, 60-minute massage. And all kinds of stuff.
Can I write on the back what I want?
On your back, so
right.
You're on the table, she reads
Let me
it,
tell you what,
right.
When Mary and I had our 60-minute massage, okay, it was like, oh my goodness, somebody's going to have to drag me home.
I know.
Aren't those
Pretty
neat?
Much,
yeah. So you have a masseuse?
We do.
Who's doing massage?
Sam Kershaw.
Uh-huh.
And he is excellent. And at the event, he's going to have a chair massage set up
and do five-minute free
samples.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
So for like 5 minutes, and of course.
Is that the one you put your face in the thing and he does like you're
and
at
you
a
just,
trade show?
Yeah, you just sit there and he'll work on your shoulders for five minutes.
Yeah.
And so.
What time does he start?
4:30.
He starts
4:30.
So if you're there early, you might be in the chair first.
No, you got to get there at 4:30.
Okay.
You can't get there at 4 o'clock because he's not going to start till 4:30.
Okay.
Yes. And. So we also have a bounce house and games for the kids.
You mean Monkey Moses showing up
That's
again?
That's right, Monkey Moses.
Outside.
Yes, and we're going to have some music, and we're going to have all kinds of other giveaways and prizes, and you're welcome. Oh, and food, free food.
Now,
Keith,
There
well,
you
go. I got
you. Now you'll be there.
What time's the food start?
4:30.
4:30, my goodness.
We've got a grill. We're going to do hamburgers, ooh, hot dogs,
really?
And all the fixings.
Hey, there's
and
dinner Thursday night, Kathy.
That's right. And then our landlord and neighbor, Derek Bell, he is going to provide all the dessert. So
well,
you just come on over.
Can we take one of the buns and lay it on the grill for a little bit just to toast the bun
a little bit?
Just a little bit?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's going to be good. So, 4:30 to 6:30.
Yes.
171 Payne Stewart Drive.
That's right. We're Suite 100, but you can't miss us. Oh. When you go up there, you'll see our big sign. We're right next to Derek Bell and across the street from Dr. Bronner and Max Newprater, all the
All right. You just lost me for a minute.
Okay.
I made my left, Branson Hills. Service station on the right, came to the stoplight where all the people are lined up to go to Walmart.
Yeah.
I go straight ahead down the hill. I'm up. I go through there, Lakeland Pharmacy on the right, keep going, and I'm always looking for Dr. Bronner's building. But I'm going to go past the building and turn right into that deal.
Yes.
And you're across the street. You're not on Branson Hills. You're in that little complex towards as you're driving to the Hampton.
They're on Payne Stewart Drive.
Yeah. So, like, we're in the same, I mean, we can just walk right across to the Bronner's.
Yep. Gotcha.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
So what time can I be there?
4:30.
Come on over at 4:30. And, I mean, I think
what
it's
going
to.
Do you know what day you're going to be there?
Well, I've just put it in my calendar the 21st.
Yeah, that would be
honey,
that'd be tomorrow.
Honey, I'll be right back. I'm going to take a little
styrofoam
with me. Bring two hamburgers back with us, honey.
Now, if he shows up, Carolyn, I'd like a burger to go. I mean,
you know what they would say? Not a problem.
That's right. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Just want people to know where they're at. Yeah. Otherwise, there'd be like the people that sat in front of the arch forever. You know what happened.
No. They waited for the drive-thru.
They waited for McDonald's to open.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. So that's like, think about that one.
It'll hit you.
So if you go to their old spot, you could be sitting there for a long time. So where are they? I'll tell you where they're at. Keith, where are they?
They moved. They're at 171 Payne Stewart Drive, Suite 100. Carolyn. We're going to be right back in just a second. So,
all righty.
Hang on. Got more coming up on Good Morning Ozarks. 8:16, Keith O'Neill and Charlie Ingram. I would ask you to repeat that because I didn't hear you, but I won't.
No. Not going to, Keith.
What time are you going to be at Hill Family Chiropractic tomorrow? Is it family, right?
That's
Hill
right.
Family
That's
Chiropractic.
That's right. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
What
time are you going to be there tomorrow?
Well, I've got to pace myself.
Because you can only get one hamburger
if you're
each. You can't go get up.
Listen,
bang.
I know the Hill family. And
I know that if you
walked up and said, may I?
But I don't want to take advantage of them because they're great.
Do you
folks.
Really think they would, if I asked for two or three hamburgers, do you think they would say?
Go to McDonald's. That's what they'd say.
Now the production department even weighed in.
Yeah, that's right, what they'd say.
Here we go.
But they would say it so kindly.
We've done this so well. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do something for Keith today that will make you happy.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to come to my phone here. I'm going to give him 60 seconds. You can watch the clock.
60 seconds.
I'm going to give you 60.
Holy
I'm going to go to this. And any questions you want to ask, you got 10 seconds to ask her while I'm pulling this up.
171.
Pressure's on.
Pressure is on.
You think you got it?
No, I think I got it.
All right.
We need to have you sing a jingle.
All right. So, literally, I've got you covered here in just a second.
All righty.
Okay.
What are you doing with your phone?
I'm giving you some music underneath you.
Oh.
But I can't give it to you yet, so don't worry.
Oh, you haven't found
it? No, it's. Tell you what they've been doing on YouTube, which you hate.
Yes.
They've been taking you from one commercial if you don't hit skip the ad.
Oh.
Yeah.
To another one.
Yeah. Shame on
get
you. Okay,
get
put this under him a little bit, Herb.
All right. Tomorrow between 4:30 and 6:30 at 171 Payne Stewart Drive, you could take advantage of the brand new grand opening of one of our great and dear friends, celebrating 20 years making folks feel better, Hill Family Chiropractic. Jared and all the gang will be there with hamburgers, they'll be there with bounce houses, and you can buy a raffle ticket and win some prizes, all to benefit Options Pregnancy Clinic here in our area. So join us tomorrow for the grand opening of their new facility and celebrate their 20 years making folks feel better. 171
messed up
Payne. That's okay. You can edit that out. 171 Payne Stewart Drive, Suite 100. 20 years in business for Hill Family Chiropractic.
Be there
or be square. Petra underneath.
Petra.
I love it.
There
Man,
you, go.
You guys are good.
All right. Woo. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Anything we missed that you want to leave us with? You didn't bring a hamburger, so you can't leave him with that.
I just am excited. We are so excited to see everyone.
We ought to be. Yeah. You're in our neighborhood.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And you'll love it. You will love that north side of town.
Yeah.
Mary and I pulled onto the road coming back from Nixa yesterday, a couple of days ago, and I said, man. And I'm not shaming all you people that live in Point Royal and Fall Creek, but man, am I glad I live on the north side of town.
Yeah.
And you're finding it pretty convenient, aren't you?
We are. We are. God is so good.
And if you forget something, you know the things you can do? Target.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Walmart.
That's right. Yep,
yep, and your favorite, what's there? The Dollar Tree.
Oh, yeah. Go look at the cards. Carolyn, we'll see you tomorrow between 4:30 and 6:30.
All right. Thank you,
thank
guys.
Thank you so much. Right. God bless you.
Tell Jared when he looked over, said, sing to me.
Oh, no.
Tell him we missed him, but we know he's busy.
So thanks a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carolyn. Right. We appreciate you.
Appreciate y'all.